We're making some really good progression in the Mountain Home Baxter County area. As we spoke earlier today, we had over 5,000 customers out. We're hoping to have over 90% of those complete by 10 p.m. tonight. The issue that we ran into in the Bull Shoals, Flippin, Cotter, Yelville area, we had some transmission poles that got blown over. We're in hopes that we'll have those back up in the air by 7 p.m. tonight so we can start heating up some of our substations in those areas after they come back up. And if we get that going, we should have like 75% of Bull Shoals back on tonight and probably 50% of Flippin and Cotter areas back on tonight. The slow area is going to be in the Yelville Summit area where we're still going to have some transmission issues, but we'll be cranked back up again in the morning. We've got over 200 boots on the ground going to be here tomorrow morning to help assist us in this restoration.
In those heavily hit areas in Marion County, are your crews encountering a lot of multiple broken poles and lines down?
Yes, sir. We have got over 100 poles on the ground, 200-plus spans of wire on the ground, which lots of transformers are on the ground. So we've got a lot of stuff going on in that area, a lot of damage where that tornado went across there. But we have a ton of resources coming in to help us. You know, I would think that by tomorrow at 10 o'clock, most everyone should have power that can take power, with the exception of that Yelville Summit area, and we'll probably carry some customers over into Tuesday.
So your estimates are plotting for the maybe the worst hit areas to be Tuesday and possibly late Tuesday for restoration?
Yes, sir, that's correct. But we're hoping to have most everybody, like say, in the areas I spoke of earlier, in the Mountain Home, Flippin, Cotter, Bull Shoals areas, on by tomorrow evening at 10 p.m., and then probably carry some over into Tuesday for the worst hit areas.